Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk to my friend, Jason Roof, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story here in Richmond. Jason, good morning to you. You said you've got a story that I won't know much about, which, you know, sometimes that's not hard to dig up, but you're always talking to city officials and finding the scoop that no one else can find. What's going on?
Good morning. Well, I know you've been on that Amtrak train from Richmond to D.C. and back again many, many times, right, John?
Many times, yeah. And New York, yeah.
And all up and down. So, you know, this is an important corridor for the Southeast. And, you know, sometimes these projects you hear about and then they just go dormant for a little while and you wonder whatever happened to that. And we've been talking about high-speed rail for a long time. The state started looking at the possibilities for improving train service back in 2014. So it's been about 5 years now. And here's the latest on that. You know, when they started looking at what was going to happen, there were some misconceptions because, number one, we're not getting high-speed rail, John, as many times as people say that, because the Amtrak trains are only going to be able to go a certain speed, 79 miles an hour, in this corridor. And that's because they share the tracks with CSX and others. So you know, it's just not built for that yet. But what are we doing? We want to make rail more reliable and better. And so part of that is this study of what are we going to do. And so the state, I talked with Jennifer Mitchell, who's director of the Department of Rail and Public Transportation, and she says that where they are now in this project is that they're working on their final study environmental impact statement and waiting on approval from the Federal Railroad Administration, and they think they'll get that this summer. The decision that they had to make was, when that train gets to Richmond, what are we going to do about the stops? Is the train going to come to Staples Mill and Main Street Station? Or would we maybe add another stop or only have one stop? And a couple years ago, he's president emeritus of VCU, Eugene Trani, he was making a big push that the train should come to the Boulevard area. And there was a study that he had done, and he was going around holding meetings and writing editorials about why that would help the Richmond and kind of move the downtown area toward that part of the city, which is kind of strange to think about. But he was making the case that that's really where downtown should be, and that would really be the best thing for Richmond if we could develop a hub right there. But, you know, after all the meetings and everything was said and done, Jennifer Mitchell tells me that that is just simply not going to happen, that they've decided to make it Staples Mill and Main Street Station. So that's what.
So there will be two stops.
There's going to be two stops. But, you know, the bottom line of all this is nothing's really going to happen for many, many years, because the first thing that they have to do is fix this thing called the Long Bridge. It's what connects D.C. to Virginia, and every train goes over the Long Bridge. There's two tracks now.
That's
it needs
the
to
real
be
problem.
Four. It's a big bottleneck. Even they're going to figure that out. They're working with D.C. to figure that out this year. And even when that gets started, it's going to take 8 to 10 years to even finish that project before they can start even.
And in the meantime, if you ever talk to these guys, tell them we've just got to have a better looking station out at Staples Mill so it doesn't look like you've arrived in local yokel nowhere land. I hate to be rude about it, but it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
At least the parking lot's
better.
Mention
too,
hey, a lot of people are going to be out and about this weekend. Real fast, last 30 seconds, what do we got?
Well, where you are is having a 20th anniversary. You're sitting in a place that's going to be really filled up, Chennai, from 10 a.m. to 2. There's Innsbruck.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So Innsbruck St. Paddy's Day Palooza is going to be going on. That supports the St. Baldrick's Foundation. There is the Blarney Bash right down the street at 17th Street Marketplace from noon to 6. And then the really big one is Shamrock the Block from noon to 6. It's the 15th year that goes between Broad Street and Lee on the Boulevard. They shut it down, you know. And you can expect all this stuff, bands, beer, food. And then on Sunday, there's a St. Patrick's Day Tunes for Tommy event to benefit animal care and control at the Broadberry. And interesting, the Metro Police, Richmond Police Emerald Society Pipes and Drums is going to be playing at Rosie's, which is right beside that Blarney Bash at the Marketplace. So good places to see some culture along with the beer.
Okay, well, that's exciting. A lot of good stuff, and we'll tell you more about Chennai, where we're broadcasting live, and their big festivities coming up too. And I hope everybody's having a green beer. We'll pause to think about poor St. Patrick and his Christian faith, because, you know, that kind of gets lost in the whole discussion. But anyway, I'll save that for you. Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly, thanks very much.
Thanks, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.